Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is June 29, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Amazon, SoftBank discuss acquisition of Russian online retailer Ozon. Mamo Pay is included in Visa's FinTech Fast Track program. NatWest rolls out cardless online payments service PayIt. Huawei Pay launches in Thailand in collaboration with UnionPay. Alibaba rolls out a program to enable SMEs go global. Bambuser pilot tests the new live video shopping format. E-commerce is expected to reach €103.40 BLN in Germany. Indigo enables customers to pay for air tickets in installments. Now let's get started. Amazon, SoftBank discuss acquisition of Russian online retailer Ozon. Amazon and Japan-based SoftBank have made approaches to Russia-based conglomerate Systema about a possible acquisition of its online retailer Ozon. It's not immediately clear if talks are still underway or have ended, Reuters explains. Systema has said it was looking for partners to invest in Ozon, in which it holds a more than 40%. SoftBank representatives have argued that Ozon is the only one company in Russia at which Amazon was looking from the participation point of view. Ozon is the subject of interest from Russia's largest lender Sberbank, with four sources telling Reuters in June 2020 that the bank has been in talks to buy a large stake. Mamo Pay is included in Visa's FinTech Fast Track program. Mamo Pay, a P2P mobile payments app, has joined Visa's FinTech Fast Track program, allowing Mamo Pay to reach a wider audience and benefit from the capabilities and security of VisaNet. Through Fast Track, Mamo Pay and Visa will partner on a number of initiatives including launching prepaid cards to accelerate financial inclusion and cashless adoption in Mamo Pay's key markets. By joining Visa's FinTech Fast Track program, Mamo Pay now has the ability to access Visa's partner network and experts helping them integrate with existing financial services in an efficient way. The Mamo Pay platform helps users and businesses to manage their money through an app, adopting a customer-first approach. NatWest rolls out cardless online payments service PayIt. UK-based bank NatWest has used the open banking framework to create a new cardless payment service for online shopping. Called PayIt, the service is a bit like PayPal, money comes directly from your bank account rather than via your credit or debit card, and you don't have to be a customer of NatWest to use it to make instant payments to participating shops. Customers of the UK's 9 biggest banks are all able to use the new service, you just choose PayIt at checkout and select your bank. That takes you to your own banking service to complete the payment, which goes out directly from your account. The savings on transaction fees are a big deal for retailers, with NatWest saying a company will save a minimum of 25% on the average £80 transaction compared to processing someone's credit or debit card. Huawei Pay launches in Thailand in collaboration with UnionPay. Huawei Mobile Services has partnered with China-based financial services company UnionPay to launch its mobile payment service Huawei Pay, in Thailand. The mobile payment tool provides a contactless and cashless payment service for Huawei device users. In Thailand, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China (Thai) is the first bank to support the payment service. The payment solution is one of the key services under the company's wallet app that supports near-field communication (NFC) payments in retail stores. Users can enable the services by adding their bank cards to the wallet app and transact conveniently by tapping their devices to the payment terminal. The company's wallet app comes pre-installed in the newly launched Huawei P40 series. For the existing smartphone models, the app can be downloaded from the company's official app marketplace. In Thailand, the local merchandise support Huawei Pay including Boots, Emporium, J-Mart, Major Cineplex, Mr. DIY, Sushi Hero, Swarovski, Tesco Lotus, The Face Shop and others. Alibaba rolls out a program to enable SMEs go global. Alibaba has launched the Project Sprout Up program to connect SMEs with business opportunities beyond their home countries. According to Alizila, the program is part of Alibaba's ongoing Spring Thunder initiative, which launched in April 2020 to help SMEs stay afloat during the COVID-19 outbreak. The project rolled out its first phase of support at the beginning of June 2020 in Singapore, Korea, Italy, Russia, Indonesia, and Vietnam. Therefore, Project Sprout Up will provide support by shortening onboarding time on the e-commerce platform, creating new business leads and offerings to retailers. Moreover, it might lower the barriers of entry, for example, through reduced membership fees so that global SMEs are enabled to build their e-commerce presence. As part of the program, Alibaba is also offering a set of AI-backed digital tools to accurately match suppliers with inquiries and help businesses expand their customer base. Furthermore, the company is working with its local channel partners to provide free seller support across different international markets, through features such as webinars and expert talks on online buyer behavior, business negotiations, and marketing. Bambuser Pilot tests a new live video shopping format. Interactive mobile live video broadcasting platform Bambuser has announced it's piloting a new format of live video shopping. According to the press release, the new offering will launch in early July 2020 in collaboration with selected influencers and brands. The new format allows, for example, an influencer to showcase an outfit with products from different brands and e-retailers, but with an integrated checkout and a joint payment. Moreover, the feature has been developed by Bambuser's advisory board and is expected to last for at least 1 month after its launch. Bambuser will continuously evaluate, as well as invite influencers and brands to jointly create a number of live broadcasts. Besides, the broadcasts will be featured in a new iOS and Android app that has tentatively been named Live by Bambuser. The purpose of the pilot project is to get influencers to test live video shopping to later become part of Bambuser's B2B ecosystem. E-commerce is expected to reach €103.40 BLN in Germany. RetailX's e-commerce country report has unveiled that e-commerce in Germany is expected to be worth €103.4 billion at the end of 2020. According to e-commerce news, Germany is one of the most mature e-commerce markets in Europe, therefore 95% of the population is expected to be online in 2020. Accordingly, the RetailX e-commerce country report shows that German e-commerce is expected to grow by 10% in 2020, as consumers perceive online shopping as a direct delivery to my home, 67%, followed by available round-the-clock, 66%, and more convenient way of shopping, 61%. Moreover, RetailX's study unveils that laptops are the preferred devices for online shopping, with 58% of online shoppers in Germany saying they have used one in the past 12 months, while 49% used a smartphone, and 42% used the PC. Besides, clothing and shoes are the most purchased products, 58%, via mobile commerce, while the least preferred category represents groceries, 18%. Furthermore, regarding the preferred payment method used while ordering online, German-based consumers still prefer invoice, as in 2019 almost 81% of businesses still offered payment on account, invoice. Indigo enables customers to pay for air tickets in installments. India-based low-cost airline company IndiGo has launched an installment payment option. According to CNBC, the offering comes as part of a scheme called FlexPay and enables passengers to make an upfront payment of 10% of the ticket cost, while the balance can be paid within the next 15 days. However, the offer will be valid on select seats, and if the balance amount is not paid by the passenger within 15 days of booking the ticket, the airline will cancel the booking and the upfront payment will not be refunded. Some key insights about FlexPay include: it will be applicable on bookings made through IndiGo's website, www.goindigo.in. There should be a minimum period of 15 days between the date of booking and the date of departure of the flight. FlexPay payment cannot be made by a customer using any reward points or through a voucher. Passengers are required to confirm their booking by paying the total fare through the edit booking option on the IndiGo website, or through the payment link received at the time of making a booking using the FlexPay option, or by calling the IndiGo call center within the FlexPay period. In case of cancellation of a booking, FlexPay payment will not be refunded by IndiGo. A booking made using the FlexPay option cannot be rescheduled until the outstanding amount has been paid before the expiry of the FlexPay period. IndiGo has said that it reserves the right to withdraw or modify these terms, at any time, at its absolute discretion, without assigning any reason and without prior intimation. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.